Yes. Barack is trying to tell us something. You know, I made my bug out bag. I made my go bag.
Wait a minute. Barack Obama. Yeah,
you didn't know
and
this?
And his wife.
Yes.
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Are behind that film?
Yes, they are trying to tell us something, Nessa.
Oh, hell no.
I swear.
First off, look into your camera and apologize to Drake.
Drake, I'm sorry. You are the T. On top of that, Rucci has really nice feet, so.
Did you see the pictures? Pull up the pictures. Send me the pictures.
It's really nice feet.
Here's the thing, though. So what? She wants multiple streams of income.
Right.
I am so confused by this. Like, why are we shaming people if they're going to do what they want to do? It's her body, right? So where's that energy?
Right.
If it's her body, she could do whatever she wants to do with it. What is the issue here? You know, you don't need a dating app nowadays to get at somebody. You could just use Instagram. It's really easy.
For sure. So easy.
Okay, so before you and Tone decided to be together for a gazillion years, have a baby, would you have flirted back through a DM if somebody was flirting with you? Let's just say hypothetically Ryan Reynolds knew you existed, because I know that you have this huge crush on him, or used to. Let's not offend your current man, Tone. What would happen? Would you have sent him a DM, and what would you have said?
First of all, it's okay if I have a crush on Ryan Reynolds right now, even if I'm with Tone. Just let me say that.
You're so disrespectful.
I'm not going to get with him.
This is why Tone cannot trust you.
He can trust me. I'm not going to get with Ryan Reynolds. Okay. Come on, bro.
Well, yeah, now, no, because you guys have a baby and Ryan Reynolds is happily married to a thootie.
A thootie. Blake Lively, what up?
We got to say what a thootie is for people who don't know.
A thootie is not a thought.
Yeah, not a thought.
It's a great person.
A baddie. That is what 41 told us when we had a conversation with them in the studio. But anyways, let's talk about DMs. Is it appropriate? Is it doing too much? Or is that just the new norm? How people are going to flirt with somebody else? Is this how they're going to get at somebody?
It's so easy. Like, I would not entertain it because I don't like talking to people I don't know.
Well, you don't like talking to people, period.
Especially you. Yeah. Yeah. but Instagram, yeah, it's easy. All you got to do is hit message, and now you have a conversation with somebody that you saw down the street at a concert, whatever.
Right. And it's basically, you know, a free dating app versus other real dating apps that, right, you know, may be charging for different tiers of their services. So yes or no? I'm still confused because you're so indecisive.
I am indecisive, but I would not do it if I don't know you. If I do know you and you DM'd me, maybe I'd reply.
Right.
We'll get a little heart emoji, purple. What is that? Purple devil emoji?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Eggplant, I would not reply to.
Really? But what if it was someone that you had a crush on?
Eggplant? We got to work our way up to eggplant.
But it's someone that you already like.
I need a few heart eyes first. Throw a ring in, like, you know.
A ring?
That just means I'm worthy of being wifey. So throw the ring in.
Katrina, you have really high demands. A ring?
I just would love a ring on my finger, so.
Listen, Tone got the message loud and clear. Your man understands this. Okay, well, let's jump into DMs and talk about this story, okay? So I don't think Drake can catch a break. Oh, my God. Can you pay attention, Katrina?
This is Julia Roberts, man. She's okay, the GOAT.
We're going to talk about Julia Roberts in a second, but let's talk about Drake. I don't feel like he could catch a break if any of these stories are true, okay? So supposedly he sent a DM to somebody, right, and was trying to shoot his shot, allegedly. Now, here's what the screenshot said, okay, that supposedly Drake said this kind of flirting line with this supposed woman. It said, "Was it you I recognized tonight?" Now, the woman screenshot this supposed message from Drake, posted it, and in the caption, doubling down on the energy by saying that she's never accepting or responding to this message, laughing my ass off. My question is, so if you're never going to respond to him, you have no interest in him, which is your right, okay? Yeah, maybe she's just not interested in her life. Maybe she doesn't want Drizzy in her life. Yeah. Okay.
She hates Turks and Caicos. Like, who knows?
Make it make sense, but whatever. Then why are you posting the screenshot if you have no intentions of getting back to him? Even if you have intentions in getting back with him,
It's corny, Nessa. She's doing it all for clout. That's it.
Is this the day and age we live in? Listen, I gave a lot of, I don't know, passes to people for the most part. In general, I'm like, oh, it's not. People aren't really driven by clout. But then you see things happen and you're just like, oh, no, everything is for clout.
I would get it if, yo, of course you're going to screenshot it. Drake just DM'd you. I think that's something you screenshot and you keep in your album. Kind of cool, something you add in your bio, but it's funny. I would have shared it with my group chat, with my girls, maybe right. my cousins, be like, oh my gosh, look who DM'd me. But to go and put it on Instagram, you're trying so hard to show that Drake wanted to holler at you.
Okay, so let me be objective, okay? Just to give this a little bit of conversation, okay? What if she did this because the guy that she really likes is sleeping on her, so she's just trying to stoke it up a little bit and show him, hey, look, you're sleeping on me, and guess what? The biggest artist in the universe is trying to get at me, so step your game up.
Yeah, she could have done a post about that, like a cute selfie, like, hey, you're missing out. I just got a DM from Drake, and he's trying to ask me out. If you haven't yet, you better hit me up.
Well, you're saying Drake. So, I mean, what's the difference between a screenshot?
It's different than a screenshot. A screenshot, you're actually showing what he wrote to you. Screenshots in general, and you post them, that's kind of corny. I mean, do you like when anybody posts a screenshot of your convo?
No.
What if it's like love, love, love?
But here's the thing. I don't like when anybody discloses my conversation, period.
Yeah.
So I think that's also weird. If somebody said, hey, I'm going to post a cute selfie, and in my caption, I'm still going to say who's getting at me. I still think that's weird.
Screenshots in general are weird.
Yeah. Well, I think it's only good if you're having to deal with like a legal issue at your job, right?
Sure, sure.
But even then, it's like you're not going to go post it all over social media about what's going on at work.
Yeah. This girl, to me, it's very corny because what were you trying to accomplish but put Drake down? And listen, Drake got more things to worry about. So if even if he got put down, like, bro, get over it. And I don't know if he did.
And here's the thing. I don't think, if this is even true, that he even sent this message, I really don't think he cares. I think he's looking at the thousands of other DMs that either he sent out or he's receiving and is on to the next situation.
Block, on to the next. Write about it in a song. It'll go number one. Thank you, next.
And I'm thinking that this might not be true because I think another supposed situation happened, right? Where he allegedly sent a DM to somebody and they too also screenshot this supposed message and uploaded it.
See, what this one though, it's a little bit more embarrassing and I could see making a joke out of it because—
What do you mean? Joking at Drake?
So the girl who got the message that said, your body is absolutely tea, I think that's a funny screenshot to share. Okay, might be a little mean, but that's funny because why are you saying terms like your body's absolutely tea?
Because it's delicious, right? Is that what,
it is?
I don't know. What does, maybe this is a new slang that we don't know.
Tea because it helps keep him up?
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Tea because it helps get him sleepy if it's chamomile?
Okay, or it's refreshing if it's mint?
Or if it's gossipy because isn't gossip tea as well?
Yeah, well, you could see that we're not in the world of slang.
I've never heard of tea as a compliment for a body.
Well, why don't we Google it? Let's see what the internet has to say, because maybe you and I just aren't in the flirting dating world, so we have no idea how people are flirting nowadays.
Maybe this is Canadian slang.
Oh, hey, okay. Yeah. Okay, maybe this is a thing. Okay, what does it say?
Tea is a hot drink made by infusing dried crushed leaves of the tea plant in boiling water.
Okay.
Now, the tea also means an acronym for the truth.
Ooh.
So her body's the truth.
And everybody was trying to talk trash. And here, supposedly, Drake is putting the biggest compliment in his message.
If he wrote your body is the truth, that would have been so much better than your body's absolutely tea.
First off, look into your camera and apologize to Drake.
Drake, I'm sorry. You are the tea. And this DM that you sent the girl was just fine.
Okay, good. Because, you know, Drake sees everything online.
Yeah, I wrote the tea. I just called Drake the truth, bro.
And not that he would ever come to our show, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's actually, when you look at it, the layer of it, it's not bad.
It's not bad. This, you know what? Actually, this just showed Drake has game. So let me retract my statement.
Good.
Saying that it was funny and we're making fun of Drake. Drake has game, T, because now here we are talking about his game.
Let me ask you something. If right now Drake sent you a DM and said, K, Katrina, you are the tea. You should join me in Turks and Caicos. I think he lives there part-time at yeah. this point. He's always on vacation out there. Would you go?
Is he paying for it? Like, is he paying for me to fly to Turks and Caicos?
I don't think Drake... Okay.
On Air Drake? If I get to go on Air Drake, I am going now.
Okay, but are you bringing your family?
I'll ask him if Amara can come.
Okay, but what about your partner? You know, the man that's in your life right now that you guys all live together as a happy family you're in a relationship with, Tone?
But Drake doesn't like new friends. No new friends. So I wouldn't bring Tone, unfortunately. But Tone will be happy that his daughter, Amara, got to experience Turks and Caicos on Air Drake.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm just not a fan of screenshotting and posting.
Whack. Corny.
I'm not a fan of it. I get it. You feel like, whoa, Drake, the biggest superstar in the universe, in the galaxy, whatever, just, you know, sent you a DM. But I wonder if Drake is copying and pasting these messages out to everybody. You know how they have different yeah. programs now? Like, you could do like a mass message. Like, can you imagine if Drake has this installed on his phone or yeah. whatever, an yeah. app that sends like mass messages to everybody?
Just clicks on 5, 6, 15 different people and puts send. I have a question though about screenshots. When you pass away, can I put a screenshot of you texting me how much you love me?
Yes, but you also have to post all the text messages of me going off about
no,
being late
I'm just saying,
on your work.
Why would I post that when you pass away?
Because
I want to have fond memories of you.
Because you can relish in joy that you'll no longer receive any of those messages about
work. Do you like
work.
This move, though? Do you like that move when people do that? They're like, oh, man,
I don't know.
I just talked to you last week, bro, and you told me to have a great day.
I think if you're real friends, uh-huh. like really, really good friends, I think it's okay. I'm not a fan of it, though.
I'm just not too mad at it. Like, you want to let the world know that I had love for you and I passed away and made sure that I showed you that I had love for you, or we shared a joke?
I think that's different because you and I are close. You're like my sister, even
in
though
general.
We hate each other at times. But I don't know. I think it depends on a dynamic of friendship.
If we are not cool and you took a screenshot.
That's weird.
From back in the day when we giggled about a joke, but since then we've had beef. That's weird.
Yeah. That also, if I'm not as close to you.
I mean, but that just shows you had love.
Yeah, but I just still think it's weird screenshots and posting unless it's something, I don't know, like I predicted something and then it came true and you're like, man, Nessa was right. I miss you, Ness. And post a screenshot, right? Like, I think that's cool. Like, I don't mind being remembered as someone who is always right. But
oh,
I'm kidding.
My God. You're not kidding. Put it on her tombstone. She was always right.
Okay, so before we move on, I do want to say one last thing. We live in a world where we're already surveilled, right? Now it's even more when you're a celebrity. So it's like just double the impact. It's probably really miserable. Do you think Drake trusts anyone around him?
Probably not, because they were even filming him when he went and he's walking with some girl who's like two steps behind him. And all of a sudden, that's
in
his
front
new
of
love.
Him.
Oh, and behind him too. There's different girls. Oh,
Jesus.
He's always on camera and rich, famous people, they always are. And I feel bad because people just bang on them.
If you could be a gazillionaire, but your every move is tracked, what are you going to do?
Do I have a safe space with no cameras?
No.
Mark Zuckerberg does, right?
He has a bunker. We can't even rent out a room in his bunker. But you're not Mark Zuckerberg.
But that's what I'm saying. If I was a gazillionaire, couldn't I create a safe space?
Well, let me break it down. How do we even know he's building a bunker? Because somebody ratted him out.
Right.
That's my point. Every move that you do is going to be monitored. It's going to be tracked. Everyone knows what you're doing. Would you live a life like that?
Sure. I'm a gazillionaire.
Yeah. Let's
I would,
go.
Yeah. Dipped head to toe in diamonds. Watch me now. Like.
Okay. Now let's move on to the next social media drama, which I thought was interesting only because this video started to go viral again.
Yes.
And it's of the remarkable actress, Julia Roberts.
Love her.
And what she said, she had a conversation back in 2018, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly.
Yep.
With Oprah, mm-hmm. and she was just talking about the impact of social media and her experience of what she went through when she was having a nice day with her niece, also actress Emma Roberts,
right?
And how that all unfolded. Now, the story is actually old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's from when Julia Roberts first got on Instagram. So they posted this picture, her niece playing cards, beautiful moment, having tea, just hanging out. they have these huge smiles on their face and they look like they're having a good time. In the comments though,
right,
people were going in on Julia Roberts, like, oh, she's not aging well, this, this, and that. And Julia Roberts was talking about it in the interview about all these comments and how even though she, as a 50-year-old woman, knows who she is inside, it still hurt her feelings.
Right.
And then looking at the comments and seeing people defend her, and now there's fights going on in the comments.
Right.
This is when she realized social media was a whole world of its own. And her, as a 50-year-old woman, felt hurt by this. Could only imagine what young people have to deal with them being scrutinized on social media as well.
Young people, like we all were once upon a time, extremely impressionable.
Right.
And so can you just imagine constantly hearing people say, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. I mean, all day long. So not only are they saying it to you in your face at school, maybe.
Right.
But then they run behind a keyboard and now they're bashing you nonstop. I can't even imagine. It was already hard enough without social media when we were kids.
Right.
It's hard enough now and we're adults. So to hear Julia Roberts, first off, I think it's amazing that she opened up acknowledging that, yes, even at her age where she is very clear in who she is, her feelings were hurt and it doesn't feel good when that happens. And so Katrina, when Ralphie or whoever on social media says that your lips are dry or whatever, did it hurt your feelings?
It hurt my feelings, but I made a joke out of it because my lips were dry. So,
and he wasn't mean about it again.
He wasn't. It could have been way worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like I've had, actually, there's been worse comments. Like, what does this girl think she knows? Or what is she talking about? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but you don't mind listening to people who have no credentials in life, no experience, no type of knowledge, and you take their word as truth and fact, yet we actually have credentials in what we do.
Right. So anyway, my lips probably did look bad then, but now I've taken that into consideration.
It's okay. That's why, show them what you have. Well, don't show the brand because they don't sponsor us. No one does.
But unless you guys want to, maybe you'll recognize that this is your brand.
Cover it, cover it.
Here you go. Ooh. So now whoever's brand this is, feel free. Using this and getting my lips undry.
Yes, undry for sure.
Undry lips by the Nessa Off Air podcast.
Okay, so Katrina, I want to talk about Julia Roberts. First off, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, love
her. Been gorgeous.
Been that girl.
Don't even get me started. Just everything she's done and the beauty that she just exudes is out of this world.
What's your favorite Julia Roberts movie? Easy, huh?
Maybe Erin Brockovich.
What?
Why?
I don't know, Erin Brockovich.
What's the other one?
Pretty Woman, Notting Hill.
Of course. No, of course Pretty Woman. But no, the
My Best Friend's Wedding.
My Best Friend's Wedding is a good one.
She had bangers, bro.
Yeah, she did.
I love her.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Leave the World Behind is good. The one that just came out on Netflix.
Oh, that was good too. You know what though? I feel like the ending could have been better.
Yes, but
maybe they ran out of budget. Like it felt kind of like, hey, wrap it up, guys. Bro, we gotta get to the end.
Barack and Michelle ran out of budget.
In this day and age, you don't know what's happening out here.
Yeah, man, you're right.
Wait, they produced it?
Yes. Barack is trying to tell us something. You know, I made my bug out bag. I made my go bag.
Wait a minute. Barack Obama. Yeah,
you didn't know this?
And his wife.
Yes.
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Are behind that film?
Yes, they are trying to tell us something, Nessa.
Oh, hell no.
I swear, I've always been a survival person. I love like getting the water straws, emergency tents, all that. So into it. I always had, growing up, candles in a box, things like that. After this movie, I ordered everything. I got the candles, I got the emergency tents, I got a cranker, everything. I just need a bunker. We're trying to think of what we would do if the apocalypse came and Tone's all, we just got to hunker down right here. Bro, I bought a stove, a little mini stove so that we can eat if we need to. We're going to survive, baby.
I am very concerned right now. I didn't know they were behind this. They're definitely sending a message to all of us.
So you're tripping now?
Yes. And I'm sitting here just twiddling my thumbs.
Enjoying the content.
Yeah. Like, wow, this is really interesting.
Yes. I also got walkie-talkies.
I love walkie-talkies.
Because remember what happened in the movie? All of a sudden their phones aren't working?
Yeah.
I got walkie-talkies, bro. I'm ready. So if anything happens, come up to my house. We'll lock in. We'll close the doors and we'll leave the world behind together.
Anyways, leave Julia Roberts alone,
man.
And Emma Roberts and everybody else. Everybody's just trying to hold on. In this day and age, everybody's just trying to keep it together and moving forward. It's just one of those things that we can all keep in mind. It's okay to give people grace. And it's also okay not to chime in on everything.
Yeah, it's all good. Now, speaking of Julia Roberts, so she was on the Oprah show.
Okay.
Now, Oprah, I don't know if you've heard, but she used to be on the board of Weight Watchers. Always did all these big...
close to a decade at this point.
A decade.
Right?
She was, every time I thought of Weight Watchers, I thought of Oprah. She was like their spokesperson.
Right.
Anyway, she had got dropped from the board.
I don't know if she got dropped.
Yes.
No, I think she stepped down.
Because they made her step down.
We don't know. Those are allegations. Listen, we've gone against many billionaires. I'm not trying to add Oprah to this list of us going at people. I'm tired. Are you going to fight her with me?
Yeah.
I seem to be the only one fighting billionaires. Anyways. But yes, she stepped down from the board of Weight Watchers.
Because she got a lot of flack for admitting that she was using weight loss drugs in addition to her Weight Watchers program. So it's not just Weight Watchers, the reason that she lost weight.
Okay, so she's just trying to maximize her time. Are you kidding me right now? If I got the OZ, right, and just start doing the OZ and working out, I mean, I'm out here. We're talking about high school body Nessa days,
Nessa,
you know?
Please do not get the OZ.
It's true. If I was doing... Ozzy, right now, Nessa, you would know.
No, because you go to the gym. I would have been like, oh, Colin finally broke through and got Nessa to go to the gym every day with him.
Okay, anyways, no, but there are concerns about it. Side effects, especially because from my understanding, the medication is for people who have diabetes, right? So we don't know what it's doing to people who don't have diabetes, but they're using this for weight loss. In addition to that, it's causing a shortage and people who do desperately need it, who have diabetes, can't get their hands on it. So obviously there are concerns around this right now.
Yeah, Nessa, but either way, people were mad at Oprah because if you use Weight Watchers alone with no weight loss medication in addition to that, you're not losing the same amount of weight she was. So it was almost like she was a fraud being a sponsor for them because it's not just Weight Watchers.
Yo, you calling Oprah a fraud right
her
now?
Lose this her is weight.
Crazy. This is crazy.
You're a fraud, bro.
Okay, first off, you're changing your tune-up because we talked about this on our radio show, right? And you defended her because you're like, well, there's a program and this and that. So why don't you stand?
Okay, well,
instead of
is.
Attacking Oprah on our show that, okay, listen, she could probably crush if she wanted to, but you're not going to because you could care less about us. But anyways, but you know, you did give a different opinion on the show.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Because you know what? Weight Watchers does have a weight loss program that you can use a weight loss medication with. So it's a whole nother program that you could use a weight loss medication with. I'm not sure the specifics on it.
Right.
So why are people mad at Oprah?
Right.
When they offer that same program? People just want to be mad, Nessa.
Yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in. But I also think it's okay for her to step down because we're not buying it anymore, right?
Like, let's get mad at Oprah for The Color Purple too. I'm just going to keep going.
Like, let's be mad at Oprah for everything.
Yeah, like The Color Purple. I know Taraji was mad at her, or supposedly because she had to drive herself to set. They didn't have catering.
Do you believe?
I do.
Well, no, I mean, I believe Taraji, but I'm just saying, can you believe that production companies are getting so cheap nowadays that they're not taking care of people who are, whether you're the star or if you're just part of the staff, the production team? Come on.
They had the audacity to ask Taraji P. Henson to drive herself to set.
Yeah, but when you say it like that, you know how people are. They automatically assume, well, hey, I drive myself to work. I got to commute to work. The difference is here. And maybe you do work a lot of hours, right? And I also think then your job should take care of you more.
Right.
But for Taraji, she's working these long hours, over 12 hours, 15 hours, whatever it is, and you're getting sleep deprived, you're more than likely to possibly get into an accident, right? Or if you're trying to get into character, maybe getting into character can trigger something in you where you're not really focused on the road. There's so many things that can go wrong in this moment. But even if that's not the case, we're talking production companies. We're thinking Hollywood. We're thinking money.
Yes.
Take care of your stars and your just regular production team staff members because they're going to do everything they can to make this experience good, which is going to translate on camera and the silver screen.
Yeah, Oprah.
I'm just kidding. God. That wasn't toward Oprah.
And you know what I think it is? It's because, yes, we know Oprah has been a billionaire for a while. So that's when it gets a little tricky. You're just like, you're a billionaire.
Well, the thing is, to give her a little bit of credit, she's probably not on every email about the catering and the car service that's happening for her stars and for her production. So
I also think that was part of the conversation. I don't remember where it was, where I read it, where I heard about it. I don't think Oprah knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Who knows? Maybe she did know and she's just cold-hearted snake. And that's why she's a billionaire. And that's why we need to be mad at her, because she got dropped from Weight Watchers and she was using whatever weight loss drug. This is why we are mad at Oprah now.
We are the internet now,
right?
We are
the internet.
We are just mad for no reason. Anyways, listen, I'm always going to feel a way about billionaires, but I don't want to hate on Oprah, because I think obviously she's established herself. She's created an empire. She's done it. She made it happen for herself. Mm-hmm. I am not mad at that. However, I don't know if she just still wanted to continue with Weight Watchers and being part of their
right.
board. What if it was a lot of work? You know, different boards can be tedious, right? Some, you know, companies have board members that just check in quarterly or whatever right. it is, like just very low hanging fruit as far as their effort. And then sometimes it's a lot of work. Maybe she's like, what is this? Listen, I was doing it for the love. This is getting exhausting. I figured out a different way to achieve my goals. I'm tired. I'm over it. I'm going to go lounge in Santa Barbara, wherever she lives,
yeah.
in my mansion, or, you
in
know,
the island that I bought.
Right. Whatever it is. Like, what am I doing this for? I'm out of here. Maybe she figured it out.
Yeah. And you know what? She doesn't owe us an explanation. She could do her. And another person that doesn't owe us an explanation, Karrueche.
Right. Yes. Okay. So what happened with Karrueche?
So apparently Karrueche decided to start an OnlyFans of her feet.
Do you think Karrueche saw our content about going on OnlyFans and showing feet off is why all this is happening? Do you think she copied us?
Maybe, Nessa.
I'm kidding. But I mean, it is weird timing. So what happened is that Katrina and I, you and I were talking about posting your feet, videos and pictures on OnlyFans so that we could start making money, because we do know that people have feet fetishes
right.
and they're into this. And so Katrina, you hate feet, all feet, including your own feet. So I was like, hey, Katrina, would you start posting videos and pictures of your feet on OnlyFans to make $5 million?
And I said, yes. And you can actually watch that whole episode now. We'll put the link in our description. And I still stand on it, 10 toes down, that I would take $5 million all the way down, baby.
10 toes down.
Ten toes
and one
down.
And two and two. Okay, so we released this video. It got traction, to be honest.
Right.
Right? Because we have maybe 10 listeners now.
Shout out to the 10.
We love you. But it got some traction on our social media pages. So then within a couple hours, or maybe the next day at most.
Coincidentally.
Karrueche's in the news because people were talking about her and the fact that she does have an OnlyFans page where she does post her feet. And people were upset with this. And I'm honestly, maybe I don't understand all the ins and outs, because I did not look into it, because just hearing that headline sounded so bizarre to me. Why was that an issue? Like, why are people mad with her for having an OnlyFans page? Like, seriously, whether she was posting explicit content or not.
Right.
So like, take it a step further.
Right.
Even if she was, right. okay, and.
Right.
But she's posting her feet, and she, I know, posted a response initially saying that foot fetishes is the number one fetish in the world.
Correct. And she was like, it's literally my feet. And if people are willing to pay, then what's the problem? But then Nessa, that's fine. But she goes on. Like, mm-hmm. I think she didn't have to do this. And she ended up deleting it, right? She goes
deleting
on.
Deleting what?
She tweeted and deleted these because she started getting banged on these tweets. So she goes on to write, I have a team that helps me with the page, so they'll be able to eat from this as well. There's a stigma around OnlyFans, but there's literally chefs, musicians, yoga instructors, etc. on there. And she even said she was going to donate a percentage of what she made on OnlyFans to charity. So she was trying to justify why she was on OnlyFans showing off her feet. When, Karrueche, it's your business. Make your money. Do whatever you want to do as long as it's legal. Nothing wrong with it. Her having to do this explanation made it seem like she was trying so hard to not be someone that was just out for a buck. But why are you putting your feet on OnlyFans? Because you're trying to make money. It's fine.
And it's okay.
It's okay. Listen. Hey, listen. On top of that, Gucci has really nice feet. So
did you see the pictures? Pull up the you pictures. Know, send me the pictures.
It's really nice feet.
Here's the thing, though. So what? She wants multiple streams of income.
Right.
I am so confused by this. Like, why are we shaming people if they're going to do what they want to do? It's her body, right? So where's that energy?
Right.
If it's her body, she could do whatever she wants to do with it. What is the issue here?
And on top of that, you hear about Iggy Azalea, who apparently, according to Lad Bible, makes $307,000 per day.
Okay, wait. You know I'm not good with math. So how much is that in a year?
Apparently, it adds up to about $48 million a year for being on OnlyFans. Whatever her content is, if she wants to do explicit content, whatever, she's making $48 million a year. Why can't Karrueche have a little piece of that pie for her nice, pretty feet?
Send me a picture of her feet. We might have to just post it.
That's
here.
That's nice feet.
Oh, she's got nice feet.
She got nice feet.
She has nice feet.
So even then, she got nice feet.
And maybe we need to put her feet as the thumbnail of this video.
I hate feet.
So that it can go viral and so that we can eventually make money.
Let's call this Nessa Off Air Karrueche's Feet.
Oh,
I think we just made $307,000 just off that.
Do you think she should have clarified herself even more? Because I think from my understanding, what you're saying is that here she was just explaining what was going on, why she's on OnlyFans. She's not posting explicit photos. She is posting just her feet. Yeah. There is a foot fetish. It's the number one fetish in the world.
Blah, blah,
then she
blah,
deletes
blah, blah.
All that. And then she goes to, then she's going to donate some of the money to a nonprofit.
She did not need to do any of that. Karrueche, you put your feet on OnlyFans. Do it unapologetically. Be you. You want to make money off this? Go ahead. Listen, there's so many people that do things just to make money. Guess why I'm working? Because I want to make money.
Not because Katrina likes working with me. Not because she, I don't know, likes me. None of these things. Katrina's only around me because we work and it's about the money. Let's be honest here, okay? So, I don't know. I felt like the explanation, the deleting and all this is just
unnecessary.
Well, I think she got bullied by people probably in the comments, I'm assuming, right? But I don't even know what they're mad at her about.
Here's my suggestion for all people. Block all of your comments. Just turn them off.
Yeah.
I think if we all did that, everyone would have so much more space to just do what they want to do unapologetically.
Are you going to turn your comments off?
I like reading my comments, so no. I need to know if I need more lip gloss. Like, how will I know?